I'm Grigori Karpin from Simply Creative People, the podcast where we discuss GUIs, canons, and stories from the SCP Wiki, and we try to recommend things for all fans of the Wiki, new and old. Look for us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Visit the show page at anchor.fm/simply-creative-people, or follow us on Twitter at SIMCREAT.
I'm Kelsey.
I'm Cassie.
And I'm Nolan from SCP Weekly. We bring you news from on-site and off-site.
And we share your love for the creative community that surrounds the SCP Wiki.
Join us on Tuesdays for new episodes, wherever you listen to podcasts, or on YouTube at SCP Weekly.
The file you are about to hear has been thoroughly scrutinized by the Ethics Committee and approved by the O5 Council for release to trusted associates of the Foundation. This is SCP Unredacted.
Notice, the following is an audio transcript of VNP-507's most recent shift event. The information shared within is still in the process of being verified. As such, Vanguard staff are advised not to take what is said as objective fact until these details are corroborated.
Chow was able to confirm that their book burners are incapable of multiverse travel. So we should do our due diligence.
Oh, what the?
What? Huh? That's all you have to say to meeting yourself? Well, you're not the first version of myself I've met.
God, please. If you two are going to talk, do it somewhere that isn't my office.
Sylvia.
No, Hopper. I can stand only one of you at a time. So please, go.
All right. Come on, you. So you're called Hopper here. I guess subtlety with names is a virtue that handlacks across all universes. Look, it was the new name LS christened me with after they saved me from that wretched place in Maycord. If it's me and my job, well, I don't hate our old name, it just doesn't mean anything to me anymore. What about you? You're in plainclothes, so I assume the jailers never sunk their claws into you either? Not exactly. Unofficially, everyone calls me Thomas Yaltz, but on the paperwork, I'm VNP-507. God's above. Alright, explain. Alright, so let me just see if I'm understanding everything correctly. Okay, sure. Your branch of Yggdrasil is born from an event called the Impasse, which, for the record, has not been mentioned in any capacity within any of the other universes I've traveled to, so I really have to strongly question the claim of it being an inevitability across the whole multiverse. In your version of the jailers chose to own up to being responsible for the weakening of magic, break the masquerade, and start normalizing the veil with the mundane to bring it back. You left some things out, but yes, essentially. Right, of course. And your universe is part of some larger meta-branch formed from the assimilation and entangling of at least 8 or 9 other branches into it. From what I've been able to glean from other versions of myself and the Black Queens, yes. That is an affront. Oh, don't you give me the affront to the multiverse spiel. Our entire existence across all of Yggdrasil is an affront to it, if you want to go down that road. Isn't it a little hypocritical for a member of the Hand to call things heretical? Look, I get it, really. The circumstances of my branch's creation seem a little strange to me, too. The fact that we haven't found any splintering sub-branches that diverge from each other or from the impasse seems especially concerning, but it's above my level of expertise and pay for me to worry about those things. And regardless of the circumstances, I'm not going to let you or any other me disparage my home. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I let my own biases cloud my judgment. That's not fair to you or productive for this discussion. Apology accepted. Okay, why don't we unwind a little with some drinks? Our winery was completely untouched by the book burner's scorching, and there's an excellent bottle of 18th century Algod Chardonnay that's just right for this occasion.
Transcriber's note. Due to the inebriation of the two parties, transcription of the next two sections was particularly difficult, but has been cleaned up to legibility to the best of our ability. Anything that remains unintelligible has been marked as such.
Alex Storley? Yeah, I've met a few of them. Nice person, though they tend to blur together throughout the universes. Dr. Spanko? Surprisingly erudite. Well, she spent some time around their theory on relativistic psychology as an eye-opener. I was never able to stay by them long enough to pick up the details before I fucking bounced back here. All right, I got one. Let's compare the worlds we've hopped to them. You've been to that universe where that poor woman made a smog end up causing the North Korea? Yeah, it was one of the first worlds I went to after joining the Hand. Gathered a pretty extensive dossier of info from there with a lot of sources. Hope Sylvia really trusts me. Did you run into the version of us from there? No, not in person. From what I heard, they're a reality television star. They got their own show on the travel channel and everything. Oh, fuck. You ever end up in that void with nothing but a toll booth? Is that a yes? Yeah, I ended up. Some loop with a hat told me I couldn't go past because I didn't meet some of their intelligence standards. That trap. What was the big deal was? I don't think we'll ever know, unfortunately. It was wrong. Did you ever end up in that world where the jailers went insane and started killing everybody? Yes. You're worried deep down that they were right, aren't you? The multiverse is a frightening place, Hopper. We know that more than anyone. But it's not that nihilistic, trust me. I looked and I spoke with dozens of people more knowledgeable about this than I am. As far as they can tell, it's only true for one very distant branch of Yggdrasil. Humanity as a whole are not sociopathic pawns. Let's change the subject. Yes, let's. And refill our glasses. Yes, let's. Speaking of universes, have you ever been to that cross? I have been to a few worlds where the branches of Yggdrasil have merged with one another. Yes. But not to the extreme of your own. Right, but I'm talking about ones that have completely crossed over. As in with other fictional planes. We shouldn't talk about this. I remember once I ended up in a universe.
Transcriber's note. Audio temporarily drops after this point, and we're presuming it to be a brief malfunction in VMP-507's recording device. The cause is still under investigation.
What the fuck are you doing? Don't ever do that again. My crystal. Crystal. What the fuck was that? You gave me one lesson about the multiverse, so let me return the favor. There are beings out there that live in the orchard where all the world trees reside that do not like their branches rubbing against one another. These beings are very, very thorough with their pruning. If they catch any wind about it, you'd be wise not to anger them by drawing attention on yourself. Right. Okay. Lesson learned. I made you ruin such a priceless bottle just to save our asses. Don't trouble yourself about it. The winery's well stocked with almost 100 more just like it. Although we should try to clean this mess up so LS doesn't have to have a poor scribe do it instead. Yeah, you're right. I can't believe I haven't noticed until now, but I haven't heard this song in the round repeat the whole time I've been here. Yeah, unfortunately, that magnificent creature was among many of the casualties of the Bookburn's raising. It's horrible. Why did they do all they did in this world? I can't even begin to fathom. It was before my time, before the hand really settled in the library and their halls, disgust with the place's abnormality in their eyes a safe bet. Regardless of the reasoning, it's because of them that we have no ways. Now we're cut off from the rest of Yggdrasil's branches. Except for you. Except for us, yeah. Sometimes I forget that despite all of the beautiful worlds I've seen, all the wonderful people I met, and all the work that I do with it, this part of us is a burden in the end. We can never really have truly normal lives except in small two-week bursts. That's true. But we can use it to make the most of our purposes in life. For me, that's helping to refill the library's wealth of knowledge, healing the wounds the book burner scars him with. For you, that's... Yeah, you never did tell me what you do as a part of Vanguard's normalization. Almost the same thing, but on a wider scale. Sharing the knowledge I gather from these worlds with the scientific community of... Shit. I thought I'd have more time. Sorry, Hopper, but... Guess that's gonna be it for now. It's part of the job. It was nice to meet you, Thomas Schultz. May we meet again someday. Somewhere. Someday.
Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, join my Discord community, hire me on Fiverr, or help support me by becoming a patron for as little as $3 a month. Regardless of tier, all patrons get early access to every single episode. The links are in the description. I don't have the talent it takes to write a skip. All I do is read. Original authors make this podcast possible, so credit to the original author. Their link's in the description. Show them some love as well. Consider becoming a member of the SCP Wiki. Upvote their work, and maybe write a skip of your own. Maybe I'll read it here someday. You never know if you never try. The content of this podcast and content relating to the SCP Foundation, including the SCP Foundation logo, is licensed under Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0, and all concepts originate from scpwiki.com and its authors. This recording, being derived from this content, is hereby also released under Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0.
Hey there, this is DJ Skip, host of Foundation After Midnight Radio, coming to you from the only third shift broadcast for personnel by personnel. Be sure to tune in wherever you listen to podcasts to not miss out on containment news and community announcements from within the Foundation.